This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're going to start all dark and just dangerous today on the Robert Scott Bell Show because, yeah, you know, there's a lot of dark and dangerous stories. But when we do those things, it isn't to frighten you as much as it is to wake you up and give you another option on the road back to health and healing. And we've got that coming up momentarily. I will tell you, we go outside the box each and every Wednesday if you're listening live to the Robert Scott Bell Show. That is Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box. And we also, we from time to time, as often as we can, do some happy, healthy hemp updates or cannabis updates. And we do have that this hour with Josh Hendricks coming up. And I certainly wish they got the memo on hemp because there's one state in the union that is getting an award today and a special acknowledgement. Just learned about it right before we went to air, Super Don. And apparently, well, you know our friend Roseanne Lindsay, I don't think she has anything to do with this. In fact, though, shout out to her because she's going to have to balance everybody else out up there because Green Bay was just named the drunkest city in the United States.
Hey, all right.
I'm just wondering if that happened because their quarterback, you know, was injured last year. You know, the guy for Green Bay Packers. What's his name?
Yeah,
quarterback, Green Bay Packers.
I don't remember. You know,
Aaron Rodgers. Come on.
Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
okay. There you go.
And if you don't live in Green Bay, because I know our friend Roseanne doesn't live in Green Bay, but you should be happy to know that 10 of the 20 top 20 drunkest cities in the United States are in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
What the heck, man?
Wow.
What is going on in Wisconsin? Not is too much cheese? Not enough sunlight? Winter
so
too long?
Green Bay is number one.
Yeah.
And 10 of the 20 drunkest cities in the country are in Wisconsin. That is a party. Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth.
Not a good party
state,
way,
I guess.
Think.
Huh?
Yeah. You know, I'm curious. Roseanne did a great piece that we hopefully we can cover this week with her on cellular integrity and immigration because it's something we've been talking about here for years, and I love it when she writes about things like that. You just get that microcosm to the macrocosm look. So let's see if we can get her on later in the week if she's available. But anyway,
well,
she just opened with that spontaneous Wisconsin drunken encounter that
she
never had.
Just so you know, she just popped into the chat room on the YouTube right as announcing that. So
we're not picking on you, Roseanne.
I have a feeling she's walking around in her living room right now with a big foam finger. We're number one.
No. You don't want to be number one at that. Anyway, all right. Well, listen, she's on notice. We want to hear from her this week on the air if she's available on her new article. I shared in the social media, but definitely want to cover on the cellular integrity concept as it relates to nationwide immigration policies. Great stuff. Natureofhealing.org. We are at robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes today. You can check it out there. And our first official update, because that was sort of an unofficial update to get you warmed up for where we're going, because you're probably going to want to drink heavily after this next story. And it relates to something that, you know, is the, in fact, I would argue the leading cause of death. Some argue it's the fourth or maybe the third.
But you can bet modern medicine is somewhere in this update.
Death by doctor. Androgenic disease.
Leading cause of death, as published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, is MD-directed treatments. This means you go to a medical doctor, he gives you a treatment, and you die from it.
Folks, the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. I stand by that. And if you want coverage, if you want universal access to the third leading cause of death, not a lot I can say to help you at this point. But if you're still here, it means you're here for the right reasons. Most likely, you're not interested in getting drugged to death. You're looking for a way out. You're looking to empower, become empowered, right, to recognize and acknowledge, as I remind myself each and every hour on the show, that the power to heal is yours. It's mine. It's ours. Here's a headline, and my good buddy John Rappaport came out with this today, and it's something we've covered together for years. He's been writing about for years, and it's about the mainstream media a bit, a lot, pretty much all. Because they won't investigate. They refuse to investigate what is right before their very eyes in the medical journals. We've been laying it out for them, making it easy for them, and they still won't do it. They won't investigate the medically caused death numbers. Right? We're focusing on, well, I guess we're allowed to focus on the opioid crisis because that's ridiculous. But if that's ridiculous, what about the rest of the drugs that are not opioids? They're not considered as addictive or deadly because they're not getting an evening news slot every day. They're not getting congressional hearings. What about all of them? And John in this article writes about an imaginary congressional hearing before media cameras. Reporters everywhere from U.S., Europe, and they're all just watching it. Senator says, sir, I have the numbers in front of me. How can you keep this secret from the public? And the FDA commissioner, who's on the line here, in the imaginary Senate hearing. It's not a secret, sir. Many experts know about it. Then the senator responds, I'm looking through the $1 trillion federal budget. I'm looking for the money allocated to fix this horrible situation. Where are those funds? The FDA commissioner would reply, nowhere. Nowhere. So let's go back to the year 2000, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the author of this article, Dr. Barbara Starfield. From the Johns Hopkins School of Medical, Public Health. Is the U.S. really, the U.S. health really the best in the world? 225,000 Americans every year. 106,000 of them die as a result of FDA-approved medical drugs. 119,000 as a result of mistreatment in errors in hospitals. You combine that number over a decade, you've got 2.25 million dead Americans in a decade. Now think about this. 2.2, and this is a low number when we include all iatrogenic related causes of death, but let's go with that number because it was, no one's disputed it. There hasn't been an article to say she was exaggerating or she was wrong. Year 2000, it's 18 years later, folks. We're almost 18 years to the month. In July it'll be. 2.25 million deaths caused by the what? The mainstream medical monopoly. The thing that you want health insurance so desperately for so you can pay for your drugs to just as likely kill you as it is to placate you or suppress the symptoms that you have. John interviewed Dr. Starfield in 2009, and there was no effort to eliminate, much less contraindicate her story, but eliminate the problem at all. No congressional hearings yet. Another citation from the British Medical Journal, 2012. Anticoagulants cause the most serious adverse events, finds U.S. analysis. The Institute calculated that in 2011, prescription drugs were associated with 2 to 4 million people in the United States experiencing serious disabling or fatal injuries, including 128,000 deaths. Now, that's separate from the Starfield report. Add that to the mix. The report calls this one of the most significant perils to humans resulting from human activity. Not a natural disorder or a natural disaster, a man-made disaster. Modern medicine. Iatrogenicide. Not a peep from Congress. No Senate hearings. You tell me, Dick Durbin, where are you? Saving the children from drugs. It's not happening. Another citation, the article from the Epidemic of Sickness and Death from Prescription Drugs, the author Donald Light, teaching at Rowan University, 2013 recipient of the American Sociological Association's Distinguished Career Award for the Practice of Sociology. Donald Light, this is important, folks, because this is not made up, this is not exaggerating. We're going to the peer-reviewed journals, the PhDs, the MDs, the researchers. Epidemiologically, appropriately prescribed, prescription drugs are the fourth leading cause of death. As I said, he calls them the fourth. Tied with stroke at about 2,460 deaths each week. About 330,000 patients die each year from prescription drugs in the United States and Europe. They, the drugs, cause an epidemic of about 20 times more hospitalizations, 6.6 million annually, cause an epidemic about, it's more than falls, road accidents. I mean, you start throwing off all together. Deaths and adverse effects from medication, over-medication, errors, self-medication. You add that to the mix and it goes up from there. Death by modern medicine, Dr. Carolyn Dean, Noel involved in that as well. 784,000 Americans dead every year. Okay, that's just the United States now. Read it and don't weep. Just don't take the drugs and you won't have to. 2.25 million deaths per decade. We've known about it since 2000, the year 2000. And the government is responsible in some sense. The government is a nebulous, we the people, but it's not, it's we the corporation, it's we the multinationals, it's we big pharma that have purchased your regulatory agencies, have captured your regulatory agencies to establish a de facto state religion that is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. You want to immediately see a decline in mortality, all-cause mortality, you go, hey, shut down the doctors. Shut down the medical doctors right now. Boom. Just like it happened in Israel and a number of other places where they've cataloged this, and it ended up in the peer-reviewed literature when the doctors went on strike. Deaths plummeted in those areas where that happened. When they went back to work, they climbed right back up to previous levels. You really care about humanity and life? Ban doctors. Yeah. And we'll figure it out. There are a number of books on stitching people together. Or if you want an exception, let's say we'll allow the surgeons to persist, the ones that put people back together in emergency rooms and trauma centers. But we have the ability to care for just about everything else outside of the allopathic dominion and do so successfully, safely. Unless, of course, errors are made, that's human, but errors, by definition, are what you make when you choose modern medicine for the vast majority of your ailments and illnesses. And that's how we open it on iatrogenicide. We're going to be coming right back to calories after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and more. Of course, also simulcasting on YouTube, weirdly enough. Yes, it's still happening. Yeah, I keep thinking we're going to get banned, and I don't know. Maybe we're just the small fry that gets by.
Are you disappointed?
Right? No, I'm not. Not necessarily.
You're
but
putting that kind of energy on our YouTube channel. Knock it off.
But the thing is, we're running out of things to say, and if we get banned, we'll have like fodder for weeks. We don't have to come up with anything, right? Make your day go easy. Talk about being banned, right? I'm telling you, it's the irony of First Amendment stuff. It's the political left that wants to ban free speech more than the political right. It's not even a close contest. But we'll leave that aside for the moment. Because right now, we've got one of those cases of, oh my gosh, we could be playing this all the time. But man, it is getting ridiculous out there. It's so thick with, Robert is right again. What are we going to do but play this right now?
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a... But I told you so.
I told you so.
Run away, Daniel.
Oh, I told you so.
All right, the old line. All calories are the same. Calories in, calories out. It doesn't matter what the calories are. It's a measurement of energy that you have to burn. And it doesn't matter what form they come in. It's all the same. Their song remains the same, or perhaps not, because now some on that side of the equation are actually acknowledging what I've been saying here for years. No, the calories do not necessarily equal the calories. What form are they in? What do they come in? What are they contained in? What surrounds them? What engulfs them, right? not like the force. It's not a mystical thing, but it could be a toxicological thing. It could be a thing that's devoid of vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, and essential fats that make the difference. Even though calories might be in some of those things, especially fats. But headline reads, some calories are more harmful than others. Really? Who said that, Super Don? Let's find them and, well, we'll make sure they never publish again. You'll never publish in this town again. The conclusion reached in a publication called Obesity Reviews, in a position paper by a group, not just one, a collectivist group of researchers who participated in the 2017 CrossFit Foundation Academic Conference. Now, I just wonder if our friend on Twitter, Holistic A-Hole, is going to write in and say, well, that's a fraudulent study because the CrossFit Foundation was involved in it.
That was an industry-funded study.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Well, the task of the researchers was to deliberate the question, are all calories equal with regards to effect on cardiometabolic disease and obesity? And so they did an extensive review, current science on diets that can lead to obesity, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes. And they said, basically, no. Calorie does not equal calorie, does not equal calorie. And this specifically focused on the empty calories in soda pop or Coca-Cola, depending on where you're from, what you call it. But basically, the sugar-laden, sweetened soda beverages, carbonated or otherwise, and the impact on the body in terms of obesity and diabetes and things like that. And so it's apparently not the same as eating food that has the same amount of calories but contains other stuff besides just sweet. Okay? Now, let's see. I want to just read this so I get this right from them. What's new is that this is an impressive group of scientists with vast experience in nutrition and metabolism agreeing with the conclusion that sugar-sweetened beverages, pains me to say it, increase cardiometabolic risk factors compared to equal amounts of starch, their comparison. Okay?
Starch.
Starch.
Starch?
But then they jump the soda pop shark, and then they come into this other consensus that they've reached. Aspartame, a.k.a. NutraSweet, NutraPoison, AminoSweet, does not make you fat. Well, I can only agree in terms of directness and indirectness, but I don't know how they're measuring this metabolically long term, because we do know that aspartame-laced sweeteners in, like, soda pop, for instance, do dampen serotonin production within the brain. Satiation is not acknowledged in the same way, and so that it could actually inhibit your ability to stop eating. So the indirect benefit or detriment of the artificial sweeteners, in addition to other toxic profiles engaged in aspartame, is that you may end up eating more because of the chemical impact it has on the brain and nervous system. But we'll say that. It's a mixed bag, folks, but it's half of a good I told you so. Calories don't equal calories. What are they in? Please, eat more whole foods, unprocessed foods. Eat the rainbow, and I don't mean Skittles. When we come back, we got some Major League CBD updates out of Michigan and more with Josh Hendricks from CBD Science.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Scott Belcher.
I say, do you want my hemp? We got it for you. Our friends at CBDOil.com, check it out. CB Sciences, they got it going on. All 50 states, but some states are disputing that. And I think they're a little confused. We've been going state by state, particularly in the Midwest, Ohio. And I think we've had some fun in Tennessee, Kentucky, maybe not so much because our next guest has been hanging out in Kentucky for a while. He's been meeting with Senator Mitch McConnell to make some inroads on the federal level, but also on the state level. His name, Josh Hendricks, and he's back at Hendricks Hemp if you want to follow him on Twitter. Well, he's here. Josh, how are you, my friend?
Doing good. Traveling through the good state of Missouri, spreading the good word about Plus CBD and how all these good folks can join the evolution just like you can anywhere else in the country.
Well, was there any controversy in Missouri? Because, again, we're going state by state in the Midwest, and there's seemingly, I don't know why the Midwest. Maybe it's a Monsanto thing. But, you know, we've covered this misdirected energy or regulation against CBD as if it's an illicit Schedule I drug, and that's still confusion happening a little bit now, apparently in Wisconsin. Or no, I shall say Michigan. Sorry, Michigan.
Well, I was going to say, we fixed the Wisconsin problem.
Yes, you guys did that. I apologize for throwing you a curveball there.
Yeah, it caught me off guard. But, there was the Attorney General came out and said, oh, you know, I was wrong. But if it comes from hemp, it is legal. So that's all it is. It's, misinformation and gives us an opportunity to do some proper education and get some free publicity. So I think the Michigan issue will be much the same. I never even heard of the enforcement agency that issued that LADA, I guess is what would be the how they probably say it up there. But we've had people call and now they're starting to change their tune and say, well, no, we understand that there's health food stores selling this stuff from hemp and that's not illegal. So yeah, it goes back to what Robert Hoban, who was on your show, said, we're at NOCO. It goes back to the source, right? If you get sugar from a marijuana plant, that sugar is a controlled substance. But CBD is nowhere on the Controlled Substance Act unless it comes from marijuana, just like anything you're coming from marijuana. So coming from hemp or hops or echinacea or anything like that, you're going to get a legal product, and it's going to be sold in grocery stores all across the country. And I think people are starting to see that's where this is going, because now we can say, you know, in Wisconsin we said, hey, look what happened in Indiana. Now we can say, hey, Michigan, look what happened in Wisconsin and Indiana. And I think you'll see some clarity on that by the end of the week, just like last week with Wisconsin.
Yeah, I fully intend when I go up to Michigan next month, June 3rd, it's a Sunday, I'm going to be speaking and broadcasting from the Treating Cancer with Cannabis Conference. It's a day-long conference up there. By the time I get there, I think it'll be sorted out, and I'll go, oh, yeah, no, we overstated. It is if it's from marijuana, not hemp. So that's good news. So, folks, chill out in Michigan. It'll all be all right really soon. But don't lay down on it. Push back, of course, and educate the folks there.
And go to hempsupporter.com and become a hemp supporter so you can stay up to date with the real news and the real legal expertise and understanding of what's going on and how to decipher all this information without reading the clickbait headline.
Yeah. And, Josh, when we were together at the NOCO Hemp Expo in Colorado, the interviews you secured for me there are so valuable. It's like it was gold, honestly. We've rebroadcasted both of the hours. I think maybe even from both of the days we broadcasted from out there, because there was so much valuable information. So y'all get back to the archives if you want to learn the depth of the knowledge of the folks that we've been interacting with on this subject. Please take the time to go back in the archives. You can find them at robertscottbell.com. There's also SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and when we go live on YouTube, you'll see them also available on YouTube and, of course, our home and broadcast radio syndication at GCN. Now, the farming issue. This is interesting. I'm looking at somebody commenting on YouTube, someone called Defined Hemp. An ounce of medical marijuana can sell for less than $100 in Oregon. And again, I don't know how to compare pricing. Some dispensaries have it for $60 an ounce. He says quite a difference from a few years ago when it was $300 an ounce. So apparently the price for an ounce of marijuana has dropped so much that now the small farmers are saying, hey, maybe we should be growing that hemp that's getting CBD out there in the health food stores. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, that may be some of the people pushing back in these states against CBD's legality, because they're going, wait a minute, we started growing marijuana to get CBD and THC. Now CBD's a big thing, and with hemp, it could be sold in health food stores and normal, not non-dispensary-like places. So the market's greater. I mean, you know, our big thing with Plus CBD is everybody wants to feel better, but not a lot of people want to get high. And you can't get high on our products. So it opens the door to a whole new marketplace of people like my parents that would never, and you know, we don't have dispensaries in Kentucky, but if they were available, they wouldn't try marijuana. They wouldn't go to a dispensary. They would continue to.
Well, come on, Josh. You know Mom and Dad were out back behind the barn puffing a few when you weren't looking.
not my parents. I mean, there's certainly people do that, but yeah. My parents wouldn't. It's that thing. You open up the marketplace to a safer, you know, more controlled thing with hemp. And I think you start to see the interest start to shift. I mean, there's tons of articles being written about right now about how CBD is the shining star, and THC is still the recreational star for sure. But in terms of feeling better and, you know, taking care of your body, CBD is the way to go. And I think hemp's going to be the most likely route. So, yeah, of course you're going to see farmers wanting to get in on that. But then we're going to experience that same problem with, you know, there's never going to be a shortage of cannabis ever again in the United States. I firmly believe that. So you got to figure out the brand, the quality, and the delivery methods that people want.
Well, and people ask me all the time, why do you do the plus CBD oil? Well, it's third-party validation. It's the consistency, the cleanliness. All of those things are important to me. And I'm not saying that you guys are the only one doing it, but I find consistency from the beginning. There's a lot of new players. That's cool. I'm all about free market, but I gotta go with what's validated. So, folks, if you haven't figured it out, go check out pluscbdoil.com. If you can't get it directly at a health food store, then go direct on the website, and you can get 15% off with the code RSB15. Now, applications for state licenses to grow hemp have increased more than 20-fold since 2015. It's only 3 years ago. Oregon now ranks number 2 behind Colorado among the 19 states with active hemp cultivation. Let's see. In its purest distilled form, read from this article. This is fascinating, the farming side of this. CBD oil commands thousands of dollars per kilogram, and farmers can make more than $100,000 an acre growing hemp plants. I wasn't a farmer until recently, and that's not really, I'm a little backyard gardener. But in terms of turning an acre into money, that sounds pretty good.
I mean, that's the number I've heard in a while. That's why I kind of chuckled. But, $100,000 an acre wouldn't even be correct if you were able to grow it, process it, isolate it, sell every single bit of the plant that you grew on that 1 acre. You still wouldn't be able to get $100,000. I mean, it's simple economics, right? You just said the number of farmers and applications have grown 20-fold, meaning the supply is growing. The demand is not growing as fast as supply. We're working on it, don't get me wrong. The boom is happening. But if the supply grows faster than the demand, the price is going to continue to go down, which is the point of it. We want to make this a commodity. So if you're out there, and definitely support Plus CBD Oil, but start buying hemp foods and looking at hemp alternatives for composite materials, clothes, and things of that nature. That's where we really start to see the farming acreage grow and the demand start to grow. This growing, making $100,000 an acre in the greatest days of tobacco, nobody profited more than $4,000 or $5,000 an acre. And if hemp can even compete with that, even the CBD and hemp extract world, that'll be a big positive for farmers. I think the numbers you're talking about are really more the people that are thinking of this in terms of growing, not seeing as just an agricultural commodity. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, and again, this is the point of why I referenced those numbers in the cannabis totally legal states. How when it first started, the demand was so high, the supply was low, $300 an ounce. Now it's dropping $100 or $60 an ounce. It's telling you that they're not making as much, you know, for their efforts, and they were used to that. So, again, I guess they're seeing greener or golden pastures with CBD and thinking they're going to make a big hit. But inevitably, as more grow, the numbers are going to come down. But I think it's good for the end user because this is such, I would say it's a food, yes, but it's so medicinal as a food, the CBD side, that I want it more affordable for everybody, including for their animals. You know, there's so many benefits for all, humans and animals.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. You know, what this is really going to do is make us find ways to separate our farming practices. Something we're really excited about at CV Sciences is we're going to be partnering with the Rodale Institute. You had Annie Brown on your show when we were out of NACO, and being able to partner with them to research alongside Patagonia and Dr. Bronner's, to have CV Sciences right there with those three funding the organic hemp research and potentially the regenerative organic certifications for hemp and all organic farming practices is going to change the way, that changes the value of the crop. So when the supply does, meet the demand and the prices come down, like you're talking about, we can make more affordable products. Then you start adding value by certification of organic or regenerative organic certifications, things of that nature to really, like you said, not only are we having the cleanest, most consistent, purest product, we're also getting it from the cleanest, purest, most consistent soil. People start to trace that all the way back and understand who's really committed to creating the best product. And that's where the rubber meets the road in terms of competition.
Yeah, I was fascinated when we met with her from the Rodale Institute, because And even the PhD guy in organic agriculture from one of the universities out there. I mean, they're really serious about figuring out, you know, how do we grow this thing? You know, what's the best way? What's the best soil? Because you forget that for 70 or so years, this plant has been suppressed, so people have been growing them in secret, hidden, underground, and, you know, with lights or whatever, or a little in the woods, in the middle of nowhere, so nobody could find it. And so wasn't a lot of sharing of information out there on a university level to say, you know what, there's a better way to grow this, increase yields, but also maintain the quality, the integrity of what you're trying to do in terms of what the end product will be. What is the best use for the plant? And we're still discovering that as well, Josh.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I actually listen to your shows, and I guess I do surround myself with some pretty smart people because we had some blockbusters on there. But I think, you know, getting people, like-minded people like that who see this as an opportunity. We're not trying to sulk about the fact we haven't had 75 years. Let's take advantage of the fact that GMOs and chemicals and the Monsantos of the world haven't gotten a hold of this yet, and let's create a better version that's going to create a better agricultural society. Where we are bettering the land, and hopefully hemp can be that mechanism we use to transition people towards a better food source and a better quality of land that we use, as opposed to depleting it over and over and over again like we've done for years and years.
Well said. Josh Hendricks, my brother, he is working with CB Sciences and getting the word out, traveling around the country. And it is a hemp evolution. I hope you join that evolution. Plus CBDOil.com. Links up in the show notes at RobertScottBelt.com. And I hope to see you, Josh, sometime soon as we crisscross the country. Eventually, we land in the same place. And I appreciate you stopping on the side of the road at a gas station that doesn't yet sell CBD. Hopefully, by the time the commercial break is over, they will.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. We got a fairy tale story or two coming up next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hi, just me listening to, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I don't like to interrupt when Lynyrd Skynyrd's playing. It's just a southern boy in me. I know, I was born in the north, but I became an honorary southerner in Georgia for so many decades. But here we are traveling the world through radio and all the things that we can do together to bring broadcast healing to you 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Upcoming events in the show notes, robertscabell.com. Tomorrow I'll be at the Integrative Oncology Conference, Best Answer for Cancer. And I'll be bringing some information about molecular hydrogen for a CME. Doctors, you get continuing medical education. With my lecture tomorrow afternoon. So hope to see you there. Also, the March Against Monsanto Miami. That is not a CME event, but if you're down in South Florida, come on out. Let's have a good time. There'll be a lot of organic food and music as well. We'll hopefully celebrate stepping out from Monsanto's shadow, coming out and going, hey, we don't need you. You know, that'd be a good fairy tale somebody should write. You know another good fairy tale? I was thinking of fairy tales. A fairy tale would be a car that you can actually, if you need to change the turn signal bulb, you just reach in, just pop it out and put a new one in. Do you remember those days? My first car.
Yeah.
A 1969 Chevelle. And I could, take the bulb, you screw it, boom. Or they used to have also the whole the light. That would exit the whole thing. It's the unit itself. You screw the whole thing in, but
that's what I've done. But I do remember that. I remember with the headlights. You used to be able to have the headlights too. But look. Do you remember that with the way the cars were before? I had an old Chevy Stepside pickup truck. think it was like a 73 or something like that. And, you know, I mean, back then you could, you'd pop the hood open. Like, let's say you're going to change the alternator or something, right? I mean, you pop the hood open and you could literally step up and climb and sit. Right? Inside the engine compartment, almost.
You could stand in there sometimes.
And change the stuff around,
Right. Not anymore. So today, speaking of not fairy tales, you know, yesterday I got back and my wife says, oh, the turn signal's going wrong and it's just going wacky. And I'm like, I went to the Ford dealership just on a whim because I was passing by and said, hey, can you fix it? Can you, you know, oh, no, we can't get you in for a week. So I go to the parts department. Hey, do you got the turn signal light bulb for this? Oh, yeah, sure, here. How much is it? Just take it. Guy gave it to me. I was like, the parts department. He gave me a bulb.
What is
like,
it
this
with
is
you, man? What is
so
it with
anyway,
you? You
I got a free ticket to go see the Avengers movie. Now I get a free bulb for the turn signal. So this morning I go home. I watch on YouTube how to change it in a modern technological car. And and so I do it, but it's like it's complicated. You got to unscrew the whole housing unit. You got to disconnect this, disconnect that. Usually I got it going, boom, back in. It's all right. But my Allen wrench fell down, you know, into the engine compartment. It went into underneath the scoop in front. You can't reach it. I have to get it up on a lift to take something off to go in and get the Allen wrench now. But it's not going to mess with anything. But it's just one of those things. Anyway, there goes the fairy tale story. We do have a fairy tale story.
We do.
Did you know that 25% of parents are changing the classic fairy tales because those old tales are too politically incorrect? Really, parents? You have a kid. How politically incorrect is having a kid today, right? You're just not gay enough. You have children. That's not right. That's not politically correct. What about gay people? What about their feelings? The LGBTQT, whatever. I mean, there's so much political incorrectness going on. Now you have to change fairy tales. Come on.
It's true.
Political incorrectness and banning speech, that's thought police stuff. Stop it.
Well,
there's some,
this is the parents themselves. They're volunteering to do this
on their own.
Go ahead. For example, you know, if you've got, let's say, the gingerbread man, right? The fairy tale of the gingerbread man. Apparently, parents feel that the gingerbread man being eaten by a fox is just plain cruel. And apparently 30% of these parents that were surveyed didn't like the fact that Hansel and Gretel were abandoned in the forest.
Now
the Ugly Duckling. Right. You familiar with that one?
Yeah.
The Ugly Duckling, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Another quarter of the parents believe that the Ugly Duckling fairy tale promotes body shaming and discrimination.
Yeah, but then they're against Pinocchio's growing nose because it promotes lying. No, it doesn't. I mean, the stuff that happens to him when he's lying, come on. You know what's lying? George Washington didn't chop down a cherry tree. Okay? That's a lie. Story. But stop with the political
correctness. Didn't he say, I cannot tell a lie, though?
He might have said that. I don't know. I don't remember being there at the time.
I'm confused now.
But regardless, and I said that, not irregardless, regardless, we're going to be back next hour with Ty Bollinger because it's time to go outside the box because it's time to remind you that the power to heal is also yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.